Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, now partly cloudy and 44 degrees. KNSS breaking news. Police are investigating a fatal shooting in South Wichita. Just after 2:30 this morning, first responders were called to 3072 South Hillside. One person was initially reported code blue, critical injuries. That victim was pronounced dead at 3:09. No other details available from the police department so far this morning. 51-year-old James Story was shot and killed inside his pickup truck in southeast Wichita early Sunday evening in the parking lot outside South Rock Billiards and Sports Bar, north of Pawnee and Rock Road. Police Captain Brent Allred says the victim had been inside the club Sunday for several hours shooting pool.
The investigation so far has revealed that a Dodge Ram pickup truck, black in color, was parked next to the victim's vehicle, left for a short period of time, and returned when unknown individuals fired multiple rounds into the victim's passenger side window, striking him.
Investigators believe this was not a random incident. This is the 26th criminal homicide case in Wichita this year. That's 8 fewer than at this time last year. One man was killed during a domestic violence case in South Wichita late Saturday night. Officers were called to the report of someone with a weapon in the 2800 block of South Emporia. Investigators believe a 22-year-old woman fought with her boyfriend, and he fired a handgun at her. The woman told police she had been shot, and as officers entered the apartment, they heard another shot as the boyfriend killed himself with a gunshot wound to the head.
Deceased individual involved in the domestic violence aggravated battery investigation has been identified as 23-year-old Brandon Sandoval.
That's police officer Charlie Davidson, saying the woman suffered a gunshot wound to her stomach. She was hospitalized in critical condition. A woman died after a house fire in North Wichita Sunday night. Fire Captain Jose Ocades says it happened in the 2000 block of North Jackson.
Fire crews were dispatched to a reported house fire with subject tracked. First arriving company, Engine 3, arrived on scene and had smoke showing on a two-story single-family dwelling. Engine 3 stretched a fire attack line and was able to locate a patient inside there. They were quickly able to remove the patient.
However, life-saving efforts were unsuccessful and the woman died. The fire started in the laundry room, and fire and police officials continue to investigate this case. The victim's name has not been released. Fire caused about $30,000 damage. At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will be asked to approve up to $40 million in bonds for facility expansion at Spirit AeroSystems. It's part of more than $200 million in bonds for the city's biggest employer over the past few years, aimed at creating hundreds of jobs. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
You look at the return on investment, it's astronomical, and so it really is good for Wichita to have Spirit expand their footprint. We'd rather they expand their footprint here than take jobs to Georgia or Alabama or someplace else in the country.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show on KNSS. Four witnesses testify in a pair of public impeachment inquiry hearings today.
This morning, two National Security Council staffers who listened to a July phone call between President Trump and Ukraine's president will testify. Both Jennifer Williams, National Security Aide to Vice President Mike Pence, and Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, an Army officer on the National Security Council, told investigators in closed-door testimony they were concerned about President Trump's request of investigations during that phone call. Two more witnesses testify this afternoon, former U.S. Special Envoy to Ukraine Kurt Volker and former National Security Council aide Tim Morrison are both expected to detail the decision to freeze U.S. security assistance to Ukraine. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock.
NSS.
Yeah. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Now 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Well, yesterday the traffic out in traffic, the folks at the gasoline retailers finally settled on going up to that higher gasoline price. It did take them quite a long time. We were starting to see it all the way back on Friday, but this jump in the gasoline prices didn't actually fully make its way across town until sometime Monday, so it took all weekend to do. But eventually, just about all the stations up to about $2.35 a gallon. That's what we're seeing out there this morning. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
All right, let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Mostly clear here in Wichita early on. It's going to be sunny today, getting to 68 for the high this afternoon. Clear and breezy through tonight, our low near 50, and a system moving in from the west coast will bring a cold front with it. Showers and a few thunderstorms on Wednesday, windy with a high 67, rain and colder Wednesday night. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now we have a partly cloudy sky, mostly clear, 39 degrees. We've got a northwest wind at 5 miles per hour. You know, listening to KNSS is easy. You can find us at FM 98.7 and AM at 1330, but you can also listen online at knssradio.com and through the radio.com app. No excuse for you not to be listening to Steve and Ted every morning. We had a warm autumn day across central Kansas Monday. Wichita's high temperature was 74 degrees. Normal high is 55. Record high for the date, 77. That was set back in 1942. So yesterday we came within about 3 degrees of a record for warmth on a 19th of November. This is the 18th of November. Today's the 19th. And on this date in 1969, Apollo 12 astronauts Charles Conrad and Alan Bean made the second manned landing on the moon. That's right. We don't ever remember much about them.
And it's too bad. I mean,
the guys who made the first landing, yes, I think we just kind of took it for granted. They're going to be okay. Everything's going to be fine.
No one ever should have taken that for
granted. No, but at the time, we said, oh, okay, so this is something we can do. It's not bad. It's not risky at all. And then we found out later,
this is incredibly dangerous.
Yeah, and these guys were awfully courageous to go up there and do that. Anyway, that was 1969, the second Apollo mission to the moon. Authorities discovered a camel. This is getting a lot of attention. Authorities discovered a camel, a cow, and a donkey roaming together along a Kansas road in a grouping reminiscent of a Christian nativity scene. Goddard Police Department asked for help Sunday in locating the owners of the three friends traveling together toward a North Star. Police said in a Facebook post, if they couldn't find the owners, they would be halfway toward a live nativity this Christmas season. Sedgwick County Sheriff's Lieutenant Tim Myers says the animals belong to an employee of the nearby Tanganyika Wildlife Park.
That was my first thought.
Yeah, because, the park's right out there.
Uh-huh.
And that would be the answer. That would be the logical answer to the dilemma. Where the donkey, was it a donkey, a camel, and what else?
Donkey, a camel, and a cow, was it
and
not?
A cow.
Something like that.
Yep. Donkey, a camel, and a cow. All right. Camels are nasty. I mean, I know they're a big means of transportation over the parts of the world, but they are nasty. And I say that because if you've ever around them, they have a way of slobbering something fierce, and the stuff comes out of their mouths, and if you get up close to them and they flip their head, it goes all over you. I mean, I've had some experience with camels, believe it or not. That we're doing several years ago, we did a singing Christmas, our church did a singing Christmas treat out at Century 2. Every year at Christmas time, like four performances. And one year they decided they were going to bring out, they were going to bring some live animals.
Live camels.
Yeah. Including donkey and a couple of camels. Well, they had the camels and the animals backstage. And when I got up to do, Bobby was the narrator. My wife was singing in the tree with about 60 or 70 other people. I was narrating with, I think, probably Susan Peters at this time. And I began to speak. Every time I began to speak, a camel back there apparently did not like the sound of my voice. And he decided he could outdo me. And it sounds something like, wah! Something like that.
Yeah.
And so I started over, and he went again. About the third time, the audience was getting into it. They were laughing uproariously. I don't know what they did to the camel, but it finally shut up. I'm not a big fan of camels. No. My dad used to smoke them. A couple of packs a day. But so I guess they found out that it belonged to the person who works at Tanganyika. Because I had the director of Tanganyika on our issue show a couple of weeks ago, talking about the park out there and what they've done with that over the years. That's really a neat place. They've done a lot of stuff out there. And, placing animals and so forth. All right, we're down to, I've got the countdown going, 9 days until Thanksgiving. It's just around the corner. And I'm in the Thanksgiving mood, as I've been now. Now, Carmine, help me out. Is it Carmina Burana?
Yeah.
Is that the way you pronounce it? Okay, because I'm so stupid, I don't even know what it is. But it's coming up November 23rd and 24th at Century 2. And you were telling me the music, when I hear it, I'm going to know it immediately. But the Wichita Symphony and the Symphony Chorus are performing. And my wife, Shelley, has been rehearsing now for several weeks. And I'm looking forward to it. I think I'm going to go Saturday night with my daughter and maybe my brother, Jerry, and his wife, Dorothy.
How about that?
Go to the symphony. You know, my brother, Jerry, and I, we're not big symphony guys. We're more like, let's go to the ball game, you know. But I'm sure Jerry and I will know how to behave in public, don't you think?
Wearing tuxes? You going black tie?
No, probably not. What do you wear to these things? You have to dress up
it's
a little
Wichita.
Bit?
You can wear anything you want.
I was going to say.
You'll see people dressed very nicely. You'll see people in jeans.
I know exactly what I'm going to wear.
Okay.
I'm going to go get me a nice new Surge jersey to wear down there. I'll get a little
attention. They'd be happy for the business.
Yeah, that'll get their attention. All right. 617, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. On a Tuesday morning, let's go ahead and check leadoff sports with Ted Woodward. Had big goings-on in Mexico City. I couldn't follow the game after about the first period, but looked like the Chiefs were in trouble there at the start. What happened, Ted?
Well, we had Monday Night Football action last night in Mexico City. You heard the game right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS as the Chiefs and the Chargers went at it. This would come down to turnovers, and that's where the Chargers beat themselves in a lot of ways. But the Chiefs had to come up with enough to win it as well. The Chargers were picked off four times, four interceptions by the Chiefs' defense, and Kansas City didn't pile up a ton of points or yardage, but they did get enough to beat the Chargers. 24-17 was the final score. The Chiefs remain in first place atop the division, a half game ahead of the Oakland Raiders. Chiefs are right now the number three seed in the conference, but we'll see how things go. The Chiefs have won 10 of their last 11 against the Chargers. Some comments from Chiefs quarterback Pat Mahomes.
Being here and being at the stadium and seeing these fans and everything like that, I mean, last year we wanted to be here and we didn't get the opportunity to, but we know they put a lot of preparation and time into that field to get us here and give us the chance to go out there and play a great football game.
And, of course, one more game for Mahomes, trying to get back to healthy after missing some games with that knee injury. Here's Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
I think he's feeling better, you know, physically feeling better. He's been kind of battling through the injury, and I think starting kind of, he was going, man, this, you know, I'm feeling better here, and I think that sure paid off.
All right, the Chiefs finally hit their bye week. They get a week off. Their next game won't be until December. Chiefs are now 7-4 on the season. It's a big basketball night coming up. We got the Shockers, Jayhawks, Wildcats all tonight, all at home. The Shocker men are home tonight at Coke Arena hosting Gardner Webb, a team that was in the NCAA tournament last season. The Shocks are a 15-point favorite. Wichita State and Gardner Webb, Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl will begin their pregame coverage at 6 o'clock tonight. Game tips off at 7 o'clock at Coke Arena. You can listen to that all on 103.7 KEYN. In Lawrence tonight, 4th-ranked Kansas hosting East Tennessee State, which is off to a 3-0 start. Of course, the Buccaneers are led by head coach Steve Forbes, former Wichita State assistant coach. And the Buccaneers are ranked 3rd in the mid-major top 25. Of course, KU is ranked 4th in the big
poll
top 25.
Yeah.
Jayhawks are favored by 14 points at home tonight, where KU has won 23 straight home court games. That one will tip off at 7 o'clock tonight, pregame at 6 o'clock. You can hear the Jayhawks on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. And Kansas State is home tonight up in Manhattan. 7 o'clock tip-off. K-State is 3-0, hosting Arkansas Pine Bluff tonight. K-State is favored by 25.5. Wildcats have won 31 straight non-conference home games in Bramlage Coliseum, a state going back for 5 years. A big sporting event will be coming up in Wichita next year as Wichita celebrates its sesquicentennial. It's called the 150 for 150 event, honoring Wichita's top athletes of all time in the high school ranks. League 42 is one of the outfits putting this together, along with Visit Wichita, Wichita State Athletics, and the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame, honoring Wichita's all-time high school athletes and their greats. More than 150 of them will be here, including keynote speakers Lynette Woodard, Jim Ryan, and Barry Sanders.
Ooh, that's
That'll
good
be
trio.
At Coke Arena coming up next August.
Oh, wow.
It'll be a big event we'll be looking forward to next year. And in men's soccer, the National JUCO Tournament is underway in Tyler, Texas. Opening up pool play yesterday, number 10 seed Cowley College beating number 3 seed, the home team, Tyler, Texas, 2-0. Cowley, unbeaten in its last 10 games, now has another pool play game, 5:30 p.m. today against number 6 seed Larry County out of Wyoming. Good stuff for the men's soccer team at Cowley. And in the NBA ranks last night, the Toronto Raptors at home beat the Charlotte Hornets 132-96. In the starting lineup for the Raptors, former Shocker point guard Fred VanVleet, 11 points, 8 assists, 4 steals. The Raptors right now are the number 4 team in the East, and they have not yet been beaten at home this year. 5-0 on home court, the defending NBA champs. That's Sports with Steve and Ted.
I don't know how much our listeners are concerned about the mascots, and the Gardner-Webb mascot is the running bulldog.
Bulldogs.
Yeah. 6:21, Steve and Ted. Keep it here for Fox News commentary. Plus, we've got traffic and weather coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.